Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yep, Biden says he's considering making you mask up as an adult, even if you're vaccinated. What?
The administration is reportedly debating whether they should urge vaccinated Americans to return to mask wearing. The officials who spoke to the Washington Post cautioned any new formal guidance would come from the CDC.
So the shot doesn't work. Right? This included vaccinated Americans. So I should take this as the shot doesn't work. How else can I take this? Why would you need a mask if you've had the shot? The shot's going to protect you, right? And Biden could have made it clear last night at the town hall. You don't have to die. Just take the shot. So why do you need a mask? Why do you need it? Basic question. Now, listen to what they're doing with kids. What they're doing with kids is absolutely pernicious. It's terrible. And, I mean, it truly evil what they're doing with kids. Kids do not need to be wearing masks at all. And you know what they're going to do to try to force their parents to vaccinate them? Because they know parents in their gut know something's not right with these kids being vaccinated. Something's up. Heck, you don't have to have it in your gut. You can look at the UK, where the National Health Service has decided not to vaccinate children under 12 unless they have a pre-existing condition like leukemia. Why? Too dangerous. That's their official recommendation, their advisory committee. Too dangerous. They're going to watch how U.S. kids do on it. You want your kid used as a guinea pig? No. But then guess what? Why, if your child who's 12 to 17 isn't vaccinated, they're probably going to have to wear a mask at school. It'll be like a mark on them. And you know how parents are. They don't want their kids to stand out. They get them the right shoes and the right haircut. I'd do it. The right shoes, the right haircut, the right backpack so they fit in. Don't want your kid sticking out from the herd with that mask on their face. That's how they're going to get that shot in that kid's arm when the advisory committee for the National Health Service of the UK says it's too dangerous. We're not doing it. That's how a country that loves its children treats them. We'll just get the data from the U.S. kids, see how they do with it. Too dangerous to vaccinate ours. We're a nation that would never use our children as guinea pigs. Wow. John Hopkins professor and medical doctor and virologist, Dr. Marty Marquet, had a few things to say about that in a Wall Street Journal. He says the CDC isn't telling you the truth about children who've died from COVID. Officially, that number is 335. But he writes, yet the CDC, which has 21,000 employees, hasn't researched each death to find out whether COVID caused it or if it involved a pre-existing medical condition. So his research team at Johns Hopkins did. They analyzed 48,000 children under the age of 18 diagnosed with COVID. And do you know what they found? A mortality rate of zero. Zero. Let me say it again. Zero. Among children without a pre-existing medical condition such as leukemia. There is no reason for them to wear a mask or to get a shot. None. And that's what he says in this editorial. If that trend holds, zero mortality rate among healthy children, it has a significant implications, he says, for healthy kids and whether they need two vaccine doses or even one vaccine doses, and they certainly don't need to wear a mask. Now, here is the thing, okay? This paragraph is a big deal. Look, this is a Wall Street Journal piece by a Johns Hopkins doctor and medical professor. And I'm afraid to post it to Facebook because, I mean, it's got truth in it. So we can't have that. So if you want to read it, you got to go to Gab. I'm afraid I'm just on the ropes with my account. I've told you too much truth on my account. So I'm even afraid to post Wall Street Journal now. But there is a remarkable admission in this piece, both about children and adults. And it's the one I've been telling you for a long time. And they finally let him write it. Do you know why he says these kids don't need two doses of the vaccine? Why we should question it? Because the CDC lies. Or rather, their statistics are geared to lie. Listen to this. He writes, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky claimed that vaccinating a million adolescent kids would prevent 200 hospitalizations and one death over 4 months. But he says the agency's COVID adolescent hospitalization report, like its death count, doesn't distinguish whether a child is hospitalized for COVID or with COVID. Ah, here we go. Finally, an admission in the pages of the Wall Street Journal about how the coding is a lie. He says if you dig into another report, a subsequent report called Morbidity and Mortality Weekly, you find that 45.7% of the cases of kids hospitalized for COVID weren't. Wait, what? They weren't. No, they were hospitalized with COVID, not because of it. Here's why, he writes. I can't believe they let him write this. Hospitals routinely test patients being admitted for other complaints, even if there's no reason to suspect they have COVID. How long have I told you that? John Hopkins doctor. Wall Street Journal, y'all. Hospitals routinely test patients being admitted for other complaints, even if there's no reason to suspect they have COVID. An asymptomatic child who tests positive for COVID after being injured in a bicycle accident would be counted as a COVID hospitalization. So how many of them are like that? 46%. That true for adults? That make the hospitalizations and the deaths half of what we've been told. He doesn't say. He only does it for kids. So here we have the Wall Street Journal admitting, yeah, we got kids in the hospitals. They had an unfortunate bicycle attack. They had an unfortunate bicycle accident, and we were told they were hospitalized for COVID, but they're lying. They're lying. They were asymptomatic and tested positive. Which, by the way, if you listen to yesterday's Battleground podcast, one of the most important I've ever done on COVID. We look at the PCR test and talk about how 70 to 90% of the positives are false because it's too sensitive. It's too sensitive. This whole thing's a scam, folks. Look, tens of thousands of people have gotten COVID and died of it. That is indisputable. But when the Wall Street Journal admits this, half the child COVID hospitalizations are fake. They're essentially fake. Yeah, they tested positive, but they weren't in there for COVID. And the CDC passes them off as if they've been in there for COVID, and they're not. And they're saying, oh, by the way, we need to vaccinate your kid because of this. Your kid needs to wear a mask because of this. I'm sorry, that's a religion. That's not science. That's something else. That's just a belief system. That's not rooted in science. In fact, it's anti-science. He keeps going. Listen to this. The CDC, again, this is a Johns Hopkins medical professor and medical doctor, okay? Not a quack. This is the guy who, he is the commentator for Fox News. Dr. Marty Mercay, you've seen him on TV. The CDC may also be undercapturing data on vaccine complications. Ah, I can't believe they let him write this. It's the truth. We never get to say true things anymore in our society. The CDC's risk-benefit analysis for vaccinating all children used rates of complications extrapolated from the, say it with me, I talk about it every day, their system, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System database, which contains, he said, raw self-reported data that is unverified and likely underreports adverse events. Yes, it does. Only 5 to 10% of adverse vaccine effects will be reported. Multiply whatever's in there, 10,000 deaths, by at least 5 to 10 times. Told you. I don't make this stuff up. I'm just early. He says the CDC and Food and Drug Administration should expeditiously assign doctors to research each of the thousands of vaccine complications reported to VAERS instead of pretending it doesn't exist and banning the people who talk about it, like me, off the internet. VAERS has never been controversial, folks, not for 30 years, till now. You can't talk about it. By the way, there's a lawsuit by that doctors group. Remember the white lab doctors group? The one that did the big press conference? Saying they think the actual vaccine death toll is 45,000. It's what Dr. Marty Marquez is hinting at this morning in the Wall Street Journal. So good for them for finally printing this. I know it was buried in the middle of an article. Everything I've told you, folks, you wait long enough, it all comes true. All of which points to what Marquez... By the way, if you want to read this, I've put it up on Gab. Like I said, I'm afraid to post it to Facebook. But I've put it up on Gab. It is a Wall Street Journal article, and it is headlined, "The Flimsy Evidence Behind the CDC's Push to Vaccinate Children." So you can read it for yourself.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So here's the deal. They're coming for your kids. They want them masked up.
The president did, however, publicly address last night likely additional masking guidance coming for school kids.
The CDC is going to say everyone under the age of 12 should probably be wearing a mask in school. Those over the age of 12, if you're vaccinated, you shouldn't wear a mask. If you aren't vaccinated, you should be wearing a mask.
Now, currently, children under the age of 12 are still not eligible to receive the vaccine, but Biden predicts they will be able to get vaccinated, quote, soon, unclear if that means by the time school starts in the fall. Now, the shift comes in as the CDC director says the spiking Delta variant now accounts for 83% of all COVID cases nationwide, and the guidance shift comes as more cities and counties impose required or recommended mask mandates. You see here, LA County and Pasadena, California, now requiring it, while areas from the San Francisco Bay Area to Southern Nevada to Louisiana and even the East Coast all now advising it.
This is absurd. This is crazy. Again, Dr. Marty Marquez writing the Wall Street Journal, Johns Hopkins analysis of this. They did a study on this, looking at 48,000 children under the age of 18. The mortality rate is zero. Zero. They could not find any kid without a pre-existing condition. They looked at 4 months of data. They could not find in those 4 months any kid without a pre-existing condition such as leukemia. But let's break this down and let's talk about what we're proposing here. We got to mask kids up. Everybody needs a vaccine. Why? Why? Allegedly, the number of children in the United States who are under the age of 18 who died with a COVID diagnosis is 335. But remember, what else he talks about. 47% of those hospitalized didn't die of COVID. They weren't hospitalized because of COVID. They happened to test positive for it on the way in. Many of them, he mentioned one of them here, injured in a bicycle accident, but still put down as a COVID hospitalization. He says 45.7% were hospitalized for reasons that might not have been primarily related to COVID. And that's because of the flim-flam, skeezy way that we categorize this. Okay. Well, let's go to the CDC's website and see what we're talking about. We're going to live in masks forever, I guess. Unless you're vaccinated as a kid. But then Joe turns around and says, even if you're vaccinated, you're probably going to need a mask, whether you're a kid or an adult. Let's look at the CDC. Okay, we're on the CDC's website, and we're going to see how extreme this is. How many kids died, like actual legit died, of the flu? Well, there was swine flu. Remember that? 2009, 358. Did we have to socially distance? No. Did the kids wear masks? No, they did not. No, they did not. A typical year from the flu, flu-related deaths in childhood ranges from 37 kids to 199. So if half those COVID deaths are not really COVID deaths, they died with COVID and not of COVID, as he writes in the Wall Street Journal. And we're running about average, about what would normally die of the flu. So we're going to live this way forever. There's always going to be variants. If this is the new standard, these kids are never getting out of masks. And Joe's saying, okay, well, it's only if they're not vaccinated, they've got to wear a mask. Well, he just turned around and said adults who are vaccinated have to wear a mask. Probably. That's coming. Here's how they put that.
The administration is reportedly debating whether they should urge vaccinated Americans to return to mask wearing. The officials who spoke to the Washington Post cautioned any new formal guidance would come from the CDC.
Again, I'm asking the question this morning in all seriousness. Is the shot failing? Is it failing? Does it not work? Because why do you need a mask if it works? Texter, right? This is a great way to put it. Are any of us allowed to get sick at all anymore? No, we are not. We are not. Texter writes, masks are a smokescreen. Yes, and as Anthony Fauci wrote in that email to some woman named Sylvia, they do not work. Particles are too small. They go right through. Not me, Fauci. Take it up with him. Texter writes, I don't understand why we're still pretending that masks work on when even the CDC studies show that I think he means fail to keep out 50% of the virus. Yeah, virus particles. Texter writes, even the vaccinated people are catching COVID. I dealt with that in my podcast yesterday. Something's up with that in a big way. You want to find out what it is? Text the keyword battleground to 71307.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Have you seen this latest video? There's so many now. This is how they're going to have us live. If they get this HR 1 through and they get the permanent power at the national level they want, what you see in these videos in California, it's going to be in every state. You're not going to be able to escape this. You will see people just stroll into stores, take stuff, and walk out. Honestly, why anyone will pay is questionable. Seriously, folks, after watching videos like what just happened at TJ Maxx, I don't know if you've seen it. It's worth going online and looking at. I don't know why people aren't, at least in the surrounding states of California, you know, just getting in vans and trucks and driving there and just unloading all the merchandise from the stores. Maybe that's coming. Did you see the video? It's unbelievable. Okay, just so you know, in California, if you're new to the show, they passed this horrible law basically allowing you to steal $950 or under in a day, single day. Think what you could do in a week with that and resell it online. And it's just misdemeanor. They don't even bother with the police for it most. They don't even bother to make arrests most of the time. It's hopeless. Okay, here's what happens in the video. Two men casually walk out of a Los Angeles area TJ Maxx. Their arms are full of stolen goods. As brazen shoplifters continue to rampage through California retail stores because they can. Why would you even pay? Seriously, I'm amazed people still do. Maybe it's just out of habit. So the video's gone viral. It's two men. They're carrying armfuls of jeans and jackets and other apparel as they casually saunter out of TJ Maxx in the Granada Hills section of the San Fernando Valley north of Los Angeles. That looks great, one man is heard saying in the video. As the two men head for the door with the stolen loot, making, you know, no haste as they leave, taking their time. One of the men had even brought an oversized duffel bag on his back. It's like, you know, he's got to load his stuff in. Nobody even stopped him. The men then walk across the parking lot as a man continues filming. By the way, we have this whole incident on film because a guy just starts filming. He's just like, wow. One of the men appeared. Yeah, he was carrying the duffel bag. Okay, the men walk across the parking lot as the man continues filming, the witness. And he says, I want to see how far you guys get. And they do. The men eventually fill a black sedan with the stolen merchandise before nonchalantly driving away from the store. They did not even run out. They walked out, Los Angeles Police Department Sergeant Jaretta Sandoz told the CBS Los Angeles affiliate. They did not even run out. They walked out. Of course they did. Why would they be in a hurry? Wouldn't want to break a sweat. Here's what she said. And so that's sending a message that the criminals, they're winning. They're winning. Of course they're winning. They have liberal privilege. Laws and rules won't apply to them. And they won't apply them anywhere in the country. UK Daily Mail finishes with this. Shoplifting cases have been on the rise in cities across California in recent years. Many say the spike began in 2014 after the passage of the Proposition 47, which downgraded charges for property theft of less than $950 in value from a felony to a misdemeanor. You combine that with the liberal prosecutor loons that they're electing, and I mean, it's a free-for-all. Sandoz, the LAPD spokeswoman, who is also vice president of the Los Angeles Police Protective League, added, if they're caught, they're probably given the equivalent of a traffic ticket. So it's not taken seriously. Folks, I don't know why people aren't caravanning across the country to do this. Just take it. Well, school shopping, school supply time for the kids, right? It's time's most expensive time of the year. You buy the wardrobe, got to buy the school supplies. Always bleeds me dry this time of year. Just get in a car. Make a family vacation out of it. Just go to California, send a kid in for, you know, whatever they want to take. And then you go in and then, you know, send your partner in and just load it up. Get some stuff for the neighbor. Shoot. Get a couple sizes in case it doesn't fit. Just walk out. And you don't want to stop them because you'll end up like Miguel Penalosa. He was outraged by this, even though it's practically legal in California. Did you hear about him? He worked, that's past tense, worked at a Rite Aid in Glassell Park. He confronted two of the shoplifters, two of them. They were just, you know, in there stealing. They'd smashed some of the display cases and the time they were stealing beer. And he just pointed out to them that, you know, it was wrong, you're stealing. He didn't actually try to stop them. He just criticized what they were doing. They shot him dead. Because why not? According to criminal defense attorney Alexandra Kazarian, Penalosa's death shows that store employees are fearful of confronting shoplifters who might use violence if someone tries to stop them. Why not? Do whatever you want. The employees at TJ Maxx have been told that in these specific circumstances, it's not worth it for you to go and physically stop people that are walking out with the inventory. So just let it go. Folks, this is your future if they win. This is your future under H.R. 1. They will nationalize this. Joe Biden's already done it. He said he promised he would let half the inmates out of federal prisons. The only thing they're coming for is the guns. They're not coming for the guns of people who illegally possess them. Those are Democrat voters. They're coming for your guns. Let me ask you a question. A party that thinks that this is a good idea, that this is how things should be, and they're starting with things. You just take $950. Just take $950. That corporation doesn't need that. You're owed that anyway. You got to ask yourself the question. They're never content to stay still. What are they going to do next? What's going to be legal next? Where's this going to go? Well, okay. If it's just one assault and it doesn't do serious permanent damage, just like maybe a broken limb or two, that's okay. We'll just make that a misdemeanor because, you know, it's not fair. People have anger. I mean, they have rage. They have anger issues. Where are they going to go next? They won't be happy to stop with decriminalization of outright theft. You know they won't. That's how they are. But this is how it's going to be across the country. Folks, how do foreign investors invest in U.S. retail chains at this point? You're thinking, well, it's not here in South Carolina. Yeah, I know, but Target is. How do you invest in an American retail chain? How? Wow, this is still going on the text line. Maybe I shouldn't have said it out loud. People still commenting on this like 2 hours later. It's one of those days I wish I could publish the text line, but I can't because of the other stuff on it. But yes, okay. The woke USA women's soccer team lost 3-0 to Sweden. And it was quite an upset because the Americans ranked number one in the world. They were the favorites to win the gold in Tokyo. They still could, theoretically. Riding a 44-match unbeaten streak. Heading into the match, Sweden ranked number 5, which is, they've kind of been the U.S. team's nemesis of sorts in recent years. The Swedes bounced the Americans 3-0. How'd you feel about that? How did you feel about that? See, I can still in my mind see them turning their backs on that 98-year-old World War II veteran and then claiming, oh, we didn't mean to do it. All their kneeling, their absolute disdain for the country made clear in interview after interview after interview on the world stage. I couldn't have been happier. I'm thrilled for Sweden. I think that's great. Am I alone? I said that earlier. There's what you think and there's how you feel. And that's how I felt. I went, yeah. I was excited. Cool. And look, it's not because they think differently than me. I cheer for people all the time who think different than me. I love Bruce Springsteen's music. I can't help it. I still play it. Can't stand his politics. I bought something from Amazon yesterday. Can't stand Bezos' politics. You know, so if you're an athlete and you write editorial saying the country is a bad, racist place, that's one thing. But when you're on the world stage representing us and you diss us like that, I'm sorry. I can tolerate political differences. They can't. Left can't. I can. I can look past it. But when you diss your country like that again and again and again and again, I was thrilled for Sweden. Good for them. I'm glad they got what they deserved. Yeah, that's what people are saying on the text line. Glad the U.S. soccer team lost their blank. They deserved it. Some of these I can't read out loud. Texter writes, I hope the Swedish players get all the endorsement ads that the USA women would have. See, that's the thing, folks. I believe a lot of this on the national stage is about getting those endorsement ads and they're selling their country out. I think that's what it's about for them. Texter writes, how can you possibly represent a country you throw under the bus? See, that's what I'm saying. Leave. Go represent some other country. If America is so horrible that before the game, because see, right now they're not allowed, it appears from the Olympic rules that they're not allowed to kneel during the anthem, which is only played after anyway. So they took time before while they were on the field to do it, just to make sure everybody could, you know, would remember that they hate their country. Well, I'm sorry, rip that jersey off your back then. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. My country has the best endorsement deals. Yes, it does, doesn't it? So you don't really mean what you're saying. You're just selling your country is what you're doing. Texter writes, they did deserve it, talking about the loss, and I won't eat at Subway till they drop her. Another texter writes, perhaps if they spent a little more energy on soccer skills, a little less energy attempting to be the woke champions of U.S. sport, the outcome may have been different. You know, and this, it's taken me a long time to get to this point. It really has. It's taken a long time to get to this point where my country loses and I cheer and I'm so happy for Sweden. I can't help how I feel. I can't. Texter writes, they should stop being referred to as Team USA. I know. Texter writes, why should we support a team who hates us? Let them find jobs they're qualified to do. Ha, 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 ha. Another texter writes, we don't watch women's soccer and we love soccer. So disappointed they kneeled.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.